El Shaddai, God, the Prince of Peace, our God that rules and reigns in the affairs of men, our God that gives beauty for ashes, garment of praises, instead of the spirit of heaviness, the one who has walked through today before you and I begin to journey through today, the one that keeps covenant, the one that changes not, he has unfailing love for us, he has kept us through the night, he has watched over his word to perform it. He is the Elohim God, the El Shaddai God, the Prince of Peace. The enthrono goes to the enthrone of us. The angle acoustos the. As the week open up, we enter into this week with thanksgiving. We come into the courts of the Lord with praise. But I want you in your own way, thanking God. God, I am glad you have brought me this far. Le anglo custosi in the lembrono custososie. De end the libros sopron de custasazia. Lord Jesus, I am grateful. Le inglo custosopron de ge custososie. Because you and I are a proof that God's word works. Istombo negale. E clico custosopron de gaso. E sopron de ge custososie. Endege custososia, enda custososo pronda aso, istula prendege custososo, me creke quasasia, eso prondege custososie, endege coloprusosie, endege custososo, zi indranaboso, indolaboschate, enge quasosie, endege custososo prondege custosa illa mongrosa arte ingalobostosi anthronogoso endege quasosie istondogo custososie indogo lebri azo mequasa si indelebolobros arte lequasa endege quasasie endogo si ike quasate. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life today. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life today. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life today. My Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life today. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life today. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life today. Jesus, you are honored. You are honored. You are honored. Jesus, you are honored in my life today. Jesus must praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord of hosts. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord of hosts. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord of hosts. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, I want you to begin to say to the Lord Jesus, begin to speak in John chapter number 14. John chapter number 14. The word of the Lord Jesus begin to speak thus. It said, most assuredly, verse 12, I said to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So when you are saying that Jesus be honored in my life, Jesus be glorified in my life, you are saying to the Lord, prove yourself according to your word. Because in the answers that we receive as we call upon the name of the Lord, beloved, that is what glorifies God. So when you take that song, Jesus be glorified in my life, you are saying to the Lord, be honored, have your way in my life, have your way. Be luga so on through nugazo se endege custoso si e. Elebri acquasa, andege custososi, andege custososo, andege quasa, mendruzosia, andege custolia, le angliki cucusososi, e soprunda gacustososa, andege quasa, andege colicusosi, me quaso, so andege custosa. In love, in the custoso, si andelike cuoso, in soprondege custoso, in the custoso, si endege calibruso, si endege calibruso, su undogo shate. Lord, let the word of God begin to find its expression in my life. Lord, I commit to do what Christ has taught. Therefore, this week, as it's opened up, let it be seen that my life experience and answer to every request is upon the Gekulopro Negas, Esoprondege Quaso, the Indege Quaso, Esoprondege Custos the Arte. In this is my Father glorified. When you ask anything, I will do it, because we are going to make demand on Calvary this morning as this new week open up. We are going to make demand on the finished work of Calvary. And you are saying, Lord, let my life be conducive to see the end for the expression of the answers, for the manifestation of every request that I have, the answer to every request that I present before you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is prondege custosie, endege quasa, andege quaso, esopriendo custosie, endege custosie, endege custosie, endege quasa, ambeco custosie, endege quasa, ate, ella bondo gostosia. Esso prondege custososie, endege quasa, si indela boso, endege quasa, pantostege librusosie, esso prendege custososia, ondogo quasa sie, ende custoso so prondege quasa sie, endege custoso, si indela boso, endege custososie, endege custososie, endege custososie, illa bombro neca cucusosia, menglososia, alzo prondege custoso, esso priendege custososie, endege calibrusosie, endo custososa, endege custososo, so prendege custososa, illa cacuashite, my Father. Let my life, let my destiny, let everything connected to me, Lord, be conducive for the manifestation, Lord, of every answer in this, the name of Jesus. Answer to every request in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isso piondege custoso sie, esso prondege custoso, endege custoso sie. Estando goli cruzosie, endege custososie, endege quasa, siendo loboso, esopriendege quasa, endeco custososie, endo lobosi ike quashite, endo lobosi ato, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are praying. Amen. Psalm number 100. Beloved, Psalm number 100, verse number 4. The word of the Lord says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name. Why must we have this protocol in coming into the presence of the Lord? Beloved, because when we know how to access the throne of God with an attitude of gratitude expressed through our thanksgiving, beloved, we are honoring God and we are acknowledging him as the author of our life. The word of the Lord says, forget not his benefits. Psalm 103 verse 2, because he is the very reason why you and I are here today. He has kept his word, his covenant he has not broken. He has, beloved, we have the proof that God's word works. He holds all things together by the word of his power. He held all things together by the word of his power. Beloved, and because I am here, the word of the Lord is what sustained me and sustain you. So if the word of God can see to it that I can see today, I believe the same word of the living God will work for me in every area of my life, because he is before all things, and in him all things are all together. He's the head of the body. The church is the beginning, beloved, and the firstborn from among many brethren. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Beloved, is the one who is our God, who holds all things together, the one who is before all things existed. Before today existed, he had been here. And I want you, in your own way, we're going to see that this day, as we open up acknowledging the one who has made us, Colossians 1:15, who talks about Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, whether they are in heaven or whether they are on earth. All things were created by him. The things in heaven, the things on earth, the things that are visible, because you are visible, the things that were invisible, whether they are thrones, whether they are dominions, whether they are principalities or powers, even the devil does not have existence. God created Lucifer, he turned himself to the devil. All powers, all things were created by him, and they were created for him. Therefore, you and I are created by God and for God. I am not created for the devil. I am not created for oppression. I am not created to be harassed. I am not created to be intimidated. You and I are created to magnify God. That is what we saw yesterday, Sunday. Beloved, and he is before all things, and by him all things exist. Everything that we see, including me and you, everything existed by him and for him. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things, that in all things he might have preeminence. He might have preeminence in all things. He might have preeminence in all things. What does it mean? That he has the supreme power. He has the first place. He has the first honor attributed to him. The Lord your God and my God is the first place in everything. He is supreme. The supremacy belongs to our God. Therefore, that is in Christ Jesus, the one who is the firstborn among many brethren, the one who is your elder brother. And how did he gain the supremacy? He said, for it pleased the Father that in him you and I should, beloved, have in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead, of the Godhead, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, he had made all things reconcilable to himself by his blood. And by the blood of the Lamb of God, You and I, we have come before the throne of God this morning. So we are thankful because he has stretched forth his hand in our direction. He has caused his word to be proven that it is still true. And I want you in your own way this morning, beloved, before Sister Dolapo leads us in about 10 minutes of intensive praise and worship, I want you to recognize that you are a proof that God's word is still worth. He put you together. The earth that we live in, this week that we are going into, is sustained by the word of the Lord. We are created for him. So I am not. You are not created for disaster or destruction. You are not created to be assaulted this week. You are not created to suffer a loss of anything this week. God has kept us. God is at work in us, but to will and to do of his good pleasure. Therefore, I want you to thank God. I thank you, God, for my life. Even if there is nothing else, I thank you for my life. Everything about me is still in place. My mind is thinking right. My brain is functioning correctly. It is because your word is at work. Lord, I thank you. I am a living proof that your word works. Therefore, I come into your presence with thanksgiving. I enter into your gate with praise. In lover, osuato, ondrinagaz, ishtondege custoso, ze entru no guazazie, enso prondege guaza arte. It said, forget not his benefit. Psalm 103, bless the Lord. Oh my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, forget not his benefit. Life is a benefit. Life is a gift from God. I didn't self-exist. God gave me the life that I live. He gave me the breath. It's in the laboso on trinagazo. Eso prondege custoso si e. Eso prondige custoso si ando. Eleve custoso. Ondege custosia. I thank you. It said as long as the heaven and the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. It said, my covenant with the day or the night cannot be broken. This morning is a proof that God keeps covenant. It said, my covenant, unless my covenant with the day or the night, unless they can be broken, that is the only time that his covenant with David will be broken. Beloved, Genesis 8:22, God spoke when he started anew with Noah. Let's open that scripture. The word of the Lord says, after smelling the aroma that he received from the sacrifice of Noah, he had said, I will never again curse the ground on account of man. For the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. So God said, while the earth remains seed, time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. God spoke it. A smell of the sweet smelling savour that Noah offered unto him. And we are still having God's commitment to his word. In every part of the world, there is summer, there is winter. It has not changed. There is people that are still having seed time and having harvest. We still have cold and heat. again is what good? It's the word who spoke it and that word of God still work. And Jeremiah begins to speak. Jeremiah chapter number 33 verse 20. Thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant for the night, so that day and night will not be at their appointed time, then my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he will not have a son to reign on his throne, and with the Levitical priest, my minister. The Levites are the people that stand to pray before the Lord. And when what was the Levitical priest commit, God's commitment to the Levitical priest, because you and I, we come into that order through Christ Jesus. Jesus is our high priest. He said, whenever you call, I will answer you. We are his ministers. So anytime we come, we are sure of answer. If he does not answer, then what is the essence? The Lord said he would not break his covenant with the Levitical priest. And he told you and I in Psalm 89:34, I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have altered. And beloved, he established a covenant in David to have a son that ruled the earth, beloved forever, and that is Christ our Lord, who gave us through his blood access to become the priest of God. So he called us, he said, we are royal priesthood. We are peculiar people. We are God's chosen generation, his special possession. Why? So that we may declare the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Therefore, in these 10 minutes, you are sent to the Lord. Beloved, if you are sleeping on your bed and you roll and come on the prayer line, it's not the place to be this morning. And beloved, you are going to help me. I want high praise unto our God, celebrating the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God that is faithful and dependable, my God that can be trusted. In Bosu, Ilemangrosi Arte, the word of the Lord said, those who put their trust in God, they shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. That is my God, because he's trustworthy. He's so indelible. Endege Kustos Osie. Endege Kwasa. Ando Kustos Osie. Endege Kwasa. Ando Losotia. But you are a chosen generation. 1 Peter chapter 2, 9. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. A people for God's own possession. So that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Be Andros or Onze, for we that were once not a people, beloved, but God called us his own people, and those who have not received mercy, he said, now we have mercy. Mercy is God's prerogative. It's not what I merit, it's not what I deserve. But he looked on me through the face of Jesus, through the blood that is shed on Calvary, that is upon the mercy seat. I said, Ellen, I will show you mercy today. His mercies are never old. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Therefore, give him thanks. Give him thanks in your own way. Give him thanks. Beloved, if you can jump up, if you can shout, If you can praise him this morning, Isu inarabo the end. That is the right way to come into the beginning of the week, because the devil knows that you and I, we are still here. We have seen God showing us mercy. It's upon the gekwasa here. It's on the gekwasa and the gekustoso here. Before we begin to bombard the heaven with the request, beloved, let him know, I am grateful. You forgive my iniquities. I am grateful. You heal my diseases. I am grateful. You redeem my life from destruction. I am grateful. You crown us with your loving kindness and with your tender mercies. Lord, we are grateful this morning. You satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth are renewed like that of an eagle. Father, we are grateful. It's to end our bones. And the custos of ye, and through Nagakwa gosocie, and socia, and the custos of ye, and sopron the custos of ye, bequashate, and the colibrus of the beloved. Look in John chapter 6, verse 11, Jesus was facing the circumstances because the people had been with him for many days, and Jesus said to his disciples, go and get them something to eat. And they said, we don't have enough money. And they told him, they said, even if we have 300 denarii, it's not enough to fill these thousands of people. And beloved, but there is a little lad here with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And Jesus took a meal of one and gave thanks and blessed it. And he broke it and he gave it to them to go and give. And beloved, because of thanksgiving, what was not enough became more than enough. Therefore, your thanksgiving unto God this morning is going to usher you and I in the realm of over and above supply of God. Our thanksgiving is commissioned the Spirit of the Lord, who does exceedingly abundantly above my imagination, above what I think of, to come into the situation and begin to release the over and above grace, the over and above anointing, the over and above wisdom, the over and above beloved unction of God this morning, that I need to function, that I need to work to fulfill my destiny. Therefore, let us begin to give him thanks. He faced a death situation, beloved, of a Lazarus in John chapter 11. Jesus looked at that situation. He told Mary, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. But he got there, he prayed. He said, I give you thanks, Father, because you have heard me. Before he presented the request, he offered thanks and said, the case is already concluded because you have already had me. And he told you and I this morning, indeed is my Father glorified when you ask and you receive. So God will be glorified today. So Jesus stood there and said, you have already had me. So he prayed. John 11, let's go there. John chapter 11, attitude of gratitude. John chapter 11. It got to the place. It commanded the people over the closure, over what has been concluded, over what has been determined. Beloved, he has been dead. It was a dead deal. It was a dead situation. It was completely hopeless. Not a death of one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but he has been in the grave for 4 days. And Jesus said, take away the stone. It is not over yet. Roll away the stone. And beloved, even his own family member said it's too late. He's already thinking right now. But Jesus said it. I know said that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. And this is my Father glorified. When you ask and you receive, but you need to believe that you will receive. Beloved, it said when you believe, you will see the hand of the Lord. And they said, to take away the stone, they rolled away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. Situations that we consider it's already concluded, nothing good can come from it again. Beloved, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of these people who are standing by, I said it, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he has said these things, he called the one that was already dead, Lazarus, come forth. Beloved, he prepared the stage. He brought God into vicinity of that situation. And when he made the demand, the one who is life entered into that Lazarus that was dead. Romans chapter 8, 11. It said the same Holy Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from dead will quicken, make alive our mortal body. That which was dead rose up again. Why? Because Ephesians 3:20 said God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of his Spirit that is at work in us. Wherever thanksgiving and praise is offered, the Holy Spirit will come and it will perform over and above what you and I imagined and what you and I thought of. Beloved, and how does he do it? How will he do it? Because when you offer thanksgiving and praise, Psalm 22 verse 3 says, God comes to dwell in you, in that praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. Number 3, how will he, when he inhabits the praise, why do we say God inhabits our praises? Because he said praise is what is pleasing unto God. And beloved, God is spirit. And they that worship him, they worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. And that is why when God comes into your presence, the Holy Spirit has room to do something regardless of what you're facing. Beloved, when we offer this thanksgiving and praise unto God, beloved, it will come into areas where you have not what is enough, whether to get a job, you have not what is enough, whether to pay the bills, you don't have enough, whether to answer the questions, even at the interviews, you don't have the capacity, beloved, even for a particular endeavor, but God will come. You are saying, I invite you, God. I don't know how. I really have no power of my own. Jehoshaphat was facing a battle bigger, larger, stronger than him. He turned his praise up, and God came into that situation and frustrated every enemy that frustrated him. If God confused their language, and they begin to beat on each other. Beloved, there are specific things that I have started and is going on all through the Touch Heaven 8 times this weekend. Beloved, but they are deep things. But beloved, God wants us to know. feet, some of them with one leg, beloved, and some of them, they know where God has brought them from. When you are praising God, they begin to use every energy that remains in their body. Beloved, I have seen people dance like that when I was in Africa, but I've not seen them dance for the Lord. They dance for masquerade. They dance for funny things. They dance. I myself have danced in parties like that before. But they forget about themselves. Beloved, that is Davidic dance. That is Davidic celebration when he brought the Ark of Covenant back to the city of David. Beloved, that place where the presence of the Lord was in the house of Obed-Edom experienced the supernatural blessing of God. In 3 months, his life was changed completely. Beloved, everything in his home become blessed. David had about the benefit of the presence of the Lord. And he said, forget about the crown. Forget about the name and the fame. Forget about the dignity. For this one time in my own house, I am going to praise God. David did it on the street. He was the king. He was not too dignified to praise God. It was not too big to honor him. It was not, he considered himself nothing. Beloved, before his maker, he praised the only God that deserved the praise. He praised the only God that kept covenant. He praised the only God that kept him on the throne. He praised the only God who brought him from the backside of the desert. He praised the only God that has been with him and fought every battle against the Philistines of life. He praised the only God who helped him to kill the Goliath. He praised the only God who is faithful, who is dependable, who is reliable. He praised the only God who does not forget when man forgot him, when his own father forgot him. He praised the only God who will do what he has promised. He praised the Elohim God. What are you doing this morning? Can you stop mourning? Can you stop complaining? And turn your pain into praise. And turn your problem even into gratitude unto God. And you're saying, against the situation, I choose to rejoice. Against the circumstances, I will praise your name, oh God. I will dance. I will rejoice in you, the author of my salvation. Beloved, because of who he is, you want to lift up the banner of his name. Let everything in your armor know that there is a God who rules and reigns in the affairs of men. He deserves the praise. He deserves the honor. He deserves the adoration. Counselor, he is my bar, he is the one that defend me. us out. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know how to go about the situation, when you really do not have the answer, beloved, that is the time that you lift up your voice. Is to Andru Nagazo, Esu Ato, and you give a praise. The all knowing God, all things are plain before Him. Ustula Bangros Ito, Endege Quaso, Endukusosia, Endege Leprusosia, Istondoloboso, Endege Custososia, Istondolobosiate, Iguacucusoso Sopriandosa, Istoloprendege Cucusososia, Esu Andolike Quaso. Esso priando gogo libru sosie, esso piondege custososa, illo baba custososia, istundege custososa, endege custososia, indaloba custososia, istendege custosondege libru soose, endaloba sahate. Nothing just happened. He is the glory in our midst. Beloved, the word says, the fullness of God dwelleth in Christ Jesus. Everything that God has is available to anyone and everyone who understand how to glorify God. Therefore, if the presence of God can be in the house of Obed-Edom in that short time, and beloved, he knows how to recognize the God whom has all things in his hand. He celebrated him. Beloved, the God that keepeth covenant, the God of glory, the one that speaks and it comes to pass, the one that created you and I, beloved, to bring glory unto his name. Beloved, when he's honored, everything will change for good in our lives. Therefore, David forgot about himself and he began to celebrate God. I don't know. 3 months is a long time without the presence of God. So what does he have? How does he sleep? Look at what it takes. The word of the Lord begins to speak in the book of Zechariah, chapter number 2. The Lord came to Zechariah. And the Lord said to him, I don't want to read all this scripture. You can go and read it at your time. But I want you to turn your pain, your problem, your issue, the anxiety that you feel, I want you to turn it to praise. When you praise him, you are saying, come. I make room for you to turn things around for me. Beloved, because the word of the Lord came to Zechariah in chapter number 2, and I'll read just 5. It said, then I myself will be a protective wall of fire around Jerusalem. Says the Lord. Because he just said that Jerusalem will be inhabited as a city without war, because there will be room for everybody in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the city of God, will become a place where the nation
said, I myself will be a protective wall of fire around Jerusalem, says the Lord, and I will be the glory inside the city. And here is what happens when Jerusalem became a city without war, when God becomes the one that fends it around about with fire. It said that I myself will become a protective wall. The fire protected them on the inside. On the outside, around them, but there was glory on the inside of them. And the Lord says, come away, flee from Babylon in the land of the north, for I have scattered you to the four winds. Come away, people of Zion, you who are exiled in Babylon. After a period of glory, the Lord of heaven's army sent me against the nations who plunder you. For he said, anyone who arms you, arms my most precious possession. I will raise my fist to crush them, and their hostlers will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. God said, I will take on anyone that takes you on. I will fight your battle. Beloved, so you will know that when God inhabits the praises of his people, he dwells there, the Spirit of the Lord is there. The Spirit of the Lord will execute the glory, it will execute God's word in our lives. Not only will he do it, God will begin to rise to fight our battle. That is what it will take today. And this week when you celebrate God, so beloved, it was not strange. As Solomon completed the building of the city Jerusalem, and they brought in the ark of the Lord, and beloved, even the ark of covenant of the Lord that he made with the children of Israel, he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation, another king. He knows his story. He knows where God brought him from. He knew his head would not have won the crown. He knew the contention, family problems that was happening between Absalom and his father. He knew they would have been denied of an opportunity to wear the crown. He knew when you go into 2 Chronicles 6, you will hear everything that was going on in him. I said, even building this city, you didn't allow my father to do it, but you gave me an opportunity. You said, David, you will not do it, even though it was in your heart to build an house for my name. You do well, but notwithstanding, it shall not be done by you, but by thy son, which shall come forth out of the Lord. It shall build the house for my name, beloved. And it said, God, Solomon was not the only son of David, but it said, the Lord therefore has performed this word that he has spoken. For I am risen up in the room of David my father, and I'm set on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and I built the house for the name of the Lord, God of Israel. And in it I put the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the children of Israel. And a king, dignified, a king, that all the nations come to listen to his wisdom. The queen of Sheba came to hear the wisdom in the mouth of Solomon, but still the same man, beloved, in the presence of the people, beloved, before the altar of of their hearts. He saw the throne. He saw the building. He saw his privilege as a benefit of God's faithfulness and God's commitment to his word. When it looks like he was not going to get the throne, when Absalom has recruited the Ahithophel and recruited other men, God failed them. God confused them. God made Absalom to reject the advice that would have kept a Solomon forever away from the throne. Beloved, God intervened when he has no voice. God helped him. God is going to help us this week if we will come and praise him. He has spoken to me two things that he's doing tonight and before the end of this month. Beloved, I want you to know only God that his praise will be brought into that situation and he will defend your cause. That was what he did for Solomon. Beloved, so Solomon, beloved, could kneel down. He referenced God. He expressed love without not looking at the people that was ruling over. He looked at the one that has the ultimate rulership over life, over destiny, over nation, over authorities, over government. He humbled himself before his maker. He submitted to God so that all things in his empire can be submitted to him. He acknowledged the great God, the great high priest, the one that has the supreme power. He acknowledged the one who keeps covenant, who is committed for life, who said this covenant is between me and you. He celebrated him, the one, beloved, that knew me when I have no color, the one that gave me the privilege to be able to serve you, not because I was smart, not because I was the best, but beloved, he chose to show himself strong. He chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wisdom of man. It is a privileged position to be called sons and daughters of the Most High God. When we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Beloved, he paid the price for the sin I was yet to commit. Beloved, he settled the issues of our healing before we became sick. Beloved, he settled the issues of provision by bringing us into the covenant of blessing. Even when we were yet able to show up, he said, I know you when you were yet to be from your mother's womb, and I have ordained you to appoint you. He appointed before I came here. He said, I choose you to be my voice to the nation. Beloved is the God of our fathers, is the mighty God, the possessor of everything on earth and in heaven, both the man, the things, and everything, every door you are going to knock this week. God is the one who owns the man that will open the door. God is the one who will stand for you where you have no voice. Beloved, Solomon fears this God more than he fears man. You cannot be fearful of God and then be afraid of man. Beloved, here is Brother Solomon for you and King Solomon for us. Even this morning, this is a man in reference to God without shame. The one who gave him the life, the one who gave him the throne, beloved, he can recognize that it is not by right, but his son grace at work. A child of another woman. Beloved, he understands that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. I need wisdom this week to make the right decisions that will work for me. Beloved, we need the divine intellect of God. And when Christ comes into the midst of our presence, we are saying the wisdom of God come. The power of God come. The one worship him. My life must honor him. Everything in me must glorify God. I want you to speak to your soul. Isu ila bangruza ate. Esu piondege kustososie. Esu ate. Let everything within me praise the Lord. Even in the damn moment, still praise him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So you can praise him regardless of what is. Isu indalaboso, entro nogoso, entro nagakwasa ate, endoki kakusto sosie. Estula bronde ge kuasosie, ende ge kustososia. Why must I praise him? Beloved, a natural man come into the week. Since yesterday, some people have already gotten their clothes ready for work. They already have everything figured out. But what was missing? Is it in your list of things to do, do we have figured out that I must be thankful to the one who gave me the job, to the one who gave me the clothes, for the one that gave me the body, beloved, for the one that gave me good health, for the one that has sustained me, the one that allowed my mental faculty to begin to function right? Many times it is just natural. We say thank you for the job when we got it. But do we remember on a daily basis that I can still go, Lord, I am thankful. I see my children surrounding my table. I am thankful. If you thank God for what you will have many more. The Israelites forgot. They thought it was by right for them that God has to take responsibility. They were in the wilderness. He gave them manna. They were not, beloved, satisfied with it. Numbers chapter number 11. They were complaining. The past is better than the present, beloved. And it said a wonder. They remembered the cucumber. They were asking for meat. They got the flesh. God quail, they tested God. God said, you want quail? If I can give you manna, I can give you other things. But they were ungrateful. Their ingratitude. God was still committed because Moses called upon the Lord. Beloved, God gave them the quails. They were unsatisfied. That is why I said something else on Friday. A man that was born without hands, that just had a little feet, he turned his pen into praise, celebrating God. Beloved, that man is married now. That wife of the man has a child now. He knows how to be grateful. He creates room for fruitfulness in his life. It has the right to say, but I didn't make me. It is possible to have said, it is better to have died than for me to see all of these people. Beloved, when he engaged God in his thinking faculty and begin to submit even his inabilities to God, God in his wisdom begin to engage him and show him how to handle life without hands, how to handle life with the little shape that he has, living a fulfilled life. But beloved, there are many people that have everything that, beloved, that man does not have, and we are ungrateful. He picked up the right signal, was led by God. It became impactful, even what it looks like. It was still celebrating God. Beloved, others are hearing in the upright that other people will go to and just laugh their way out. People were shedding tears because what we have that we is what others had. Others do not have. Jesus took what was not enough. He said, I thank you, my Father. It looks small, but I'm grateful. I bless it. Bringing the God who supply cannot run out on the sea, and it begins to work. But these people, they have free food. They have free manna. Their clothes, they don't grow old. Their shoes, beloved, was not wasted. But beloved, they were complaining. I command every spirit of complaining, every spirit of mourning and groaning, every spirit of ingratitude, I command it to dry up in the life of every prevailer this week, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our hearts will begin to express gratitude to the Ancient of Days, the Author of Life. It takes the living to praise God. You and I are still here. Therefore, we must be grateful. When you are praising God, you silence the voice of the enemy. God is committed to give us our desire, not that we have to complain, we have to mourn, not that we have to be to show unsatisfaction. But they were protesting, they were complaining, they thought it was by right. They had forgotten that it was by mercy. I came to bring them out from where they were under the yoke of slavery. And beloved, even our salvation, if I was never saved, I would have been dead. There is no, the way I was living my life was all wrong. They were unsatisfied. God's wrath was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote them. They became sick. Plague broke out among them. Ungratitude, ungratefulness, open them up. Beloved, to suffer because they were unthankful. But you and I, the good, the bad, the ugly, we are still here. I am still living. There is hope for me. It is not over yet. It is a new day for me. And if you say that, but I am not married. If you say that, but nobody looks in your direction. Your phone has never rang for a job. But you are here. So your phone will ring. You are here. You will be able to work. You are here. You will still be married. You are here. You will still be fruitful. Because God has created you as a covenant promise concerning you, that it will bring to pass in this time. Beloved, I don't know about you this morning. It doesn't matter what you saw in the night. It really matters not the lies of the enemy that showed up. I want you to know that your praise made God to arise on your behalf and silence everything that rose up against you. Every verdict of the enemy is overturned. If it was by verdict of an arrangement, so Solomon has no chance. His brother had tried to outsmart his father. Not to talk of the little him, but he recognized that God is greater than what he was expecting God to do. God did it. God make his word good. Therefore, I want us to lift up our voices. Isopi and Dronova Quasa. Let God ordain praise from your mouth this morning. Psalm number 8. Let us quickly go to Psalm number 8. Psalm number 8. The word of the Lord begins to speak. It said, O Lord our God, how majestic and glorious and excellent is your name in all the earth. You have displayed your splendor above the heavens. Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have established strength. Because of your adversary, that you might silence the enemy and make the revengeful cease. So what does other translations say? The word of the Lord said, O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in the earth. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. That strength that he's talking about is that praise is perfected from the mouth of babies. And the perfection of the praise is what brings the enemies down. Because God silenced the enemies. The enemies of our faith, God silenced them as we praise him. Beloved, because the Greek version reads, to give praise, when it says, out that you have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, and it means to tell of your praise, to praise you. And in their praise, every enemy are silenced. All those who oppose the Lord, they are judged. How has God done it? Come with me to the book of Psalm 149. Psalm 149, we have 10 minutes of praise, and then we will begin to make decrees for this week. Then, because God is already here, he begins to do according to every word that is declared here. The word of the Lord says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praise in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your Maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your King. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. It takes humility of heart to praise him. So you will see that a Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 in his praise, God gave him victory for a battle that he didn't need to fight in. This week, God must take on a battle and give us victory as we offer praise unto him. He said, let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. I'm not saying go and sleep on your bed. It's just talking about you think. Engaging your mind in what God has done for you. You can shout aloud when you remember his benefit. He said, let the presence of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands. There is something about having praise in our mouth as we praise him. And he come into our, he come, beloved, into our presence. The Spirit of the Lord will prompt the word of God, which is the sword, which was the sword of the Spirit. It said the word of God in Hebrews 4:12 is quick, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to divide between soul and spirit, between more bone and marrow. Beloved, is a designer of the intents of the earth. Then you will be able to prompt the right word of God. It's prompted. It becomes the right sword in your hand to begin to execute the vengeance of God on the nation and punishment on the peoples. To bind the kings with shackles and their leaders with iron chains. To execute. issued the judgment written against them. This is the glorious privilege of God for his faithful ones. Praise is what made us to draw from that well, because it takes a joyful heart to be a praiseful heart. It enables us to preach the right prophetic word, the rhema of God that will be in our favor, but against the wicked. So he ordained praise so that the voices of darkness, the satanic serpents, they are destroyed, so that the cobra of life and their poison are annulled in your body, in your life. Your praise is the instrument of God for judging crookedness and wickedness, for rising and to take side and take part with us, to see us defeat every enemy that rose up against us. I'm talking about reckless praise this morning. May God help you. Sister Dolapo, may the Lord give you the right song even this morning. I'm talking about a praise that knows no limit. Beloved, praise like you have never done before. Beloved, praise him. Isu indelabo kustosozia. Endege kustosi ate. You cannot honor God and God not honor you. Ustondike kustosozia. Endege kustosia indelaboso. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknew, he also did predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, who he did predestinate, them he also called, and he whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. And this is my Father glorified. Beloved, when you ask, it's all we do. But beloved, every destiny will begin to find expression, because we celebrate the only God who deserves the praise, who deserves the glory, who deserves the honor. Our God, who could say, and that Jacob have I loved and Esau I hated. There is something about Esau. He's a sadistic man. Esau is an angry man. Esau was an angry man. Esau was a man that rages. The decision of God is that he will use an undeserving Jacob, a supplanter, to bring him into covenant. But a man that will think that that was his legitimate right, God said, and I have pre-assigned things to work in this way. You don't have to be angry about it. Beloved, we are pursuing our glorious destiny. That is why I know, without a shadow of doubt, nothing in the agenda of God concerning you will fail its fulfillment. If you will offer a praise this morning that rises up to heaven as a sweet-smelling savour, heaven will stand at attention and give you everything that God has ordained for this week without fail. Beloved, as God, God said unto them, set apart for me Paul and Barnabas, for what I have prepared for them. It says, set them apart commissioned on a journey of purpose. As they were rejoicing and praising God, God came into their midst. It says, set apart. God will set us apart for great things, for good things. God will set us apart for victory. God has set us apart, beloved, for divine destiny this week in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is up on the galigros of and the gequazo and the gequaza and the gusto sozi in the laboso is done through no gusosie and the costosi in the la crusosie. Acts chapter number 13. While they were ministering to the Lord, while we were doing in the queen ministry, they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. The Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called. Set them apart. Look at what Paul made of his ministry. So our praise can allow the prophetic word of release into destiny, the activation, beloved, to be able to do what God has called us to do. The apostles didn't just select men because they look good. They didn't select them because they were eloquent. They were not selected because they were good matches. Beloved, they had God's spoke. So when we praise God, God will speak. Beloved, our heaven becomes open to hear every agenda of God over our lives this week. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And beloved, the apostles prayed together, they fasted, and they laid their hands commit them to go and fulfill destiny. Therefore, I decree and declare over our lives as our praises go up this week in the name of Jesus. I command, I decree that the Spirit of the Lord will usher every prevailer into what He has divinely ordained, what He has divinely orchestrated, what He has pre-planned, what He has determined that we ought to walk in this week, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, divine selection, divine election that is prompted by the Holy Spirit, beloved, for a glorious destiny, was released through their praise. Therefore, I want you to know that Paul and Barnabas were not the only apostles that was present. In Antioch, a whole lot of other apostles were present, but God distinguished them among their equals. And He said it is time for them to fulfill destiny. Therefore, I decree and declare, even as we praise God this morning, the Holy Spirit will quicken in every life whatever is required to fulfill our glorious destiny without fail, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice, beloved. Lift up your voice and give Him praise. Lift up your voice and magnify God. Isu in a bongle kukusto zosia, is tondol of us the art, a custo zosia and dege custoso, and drug a bongus the art, a soprondiga custo zosia, is tondol of us, a sopriando custo zosia, a soprondege quasa, illobogostoso. Endege quaso, ondege quaso, istula prondege custososie, istondege quaza, indolobobo custososo, endege quaza, the
celebri aso in dege kuasosia estondo go celebri akukustoso in dege kuaso in dege konibrusosie in dege kuaso estula bronde ge kustososa in dege gelebruso ose in dege kustososie in de kustososia in dege kustoso Endege kuaso, endege kustoso sie, istula brondege kuaso sie, endege kuaso sie, endege gege librusosa, istono lobo sahate. In South Africa, in that particular meeting that we went to that conference, one of the team that came to minister, that God humbled at that meeting was Noel Jones' team. He is a Pentecostal bishop. He saw men like we saw him. We saw them with one hand. They are using their crutches on the platform. And they were still in the worship team. He saw them. Beloved, they just announced. Beloved, in that conference, when HIV was killing people so badly, they've just announced, the pastor just said, these are the number of people that the enemy took away. But beloved, the people with one hand and one leg, and they have something deformed about their body, they realize for the fact that they are still living, they've got to rejoice, they've got to give thanks to God. I will never, that was my one time of meeting this man. I don't know whatever this man, I don't know much about him. But in that meeting, on that day, himself and all of his team, they lied down on the floor. They were men.
What you expect? his name. Honor him who should abandon the earth. It's a pandemic that can leave us off here. It's done that the Christians of here. It's a pandemic that can leave us off here. It's done that the And the custos of the Esopron de custos of in the custos in the cucus of the Esopolandrica custosiate. I will lift up my eyes unto the ears of God and celebrate the God who is my Alpha, the God of all wisdom, the God of all grace, the God of all provision. My joy and the rejoicing of my heart, my hope and my deliverer, the ever faithful, the dependable, reliable God. He watches over his work to perform it. He is my all in all, my everything. He is my defender. He is my security, the God of my fathers. I celebrate you, the God of my father. I honor you. O si inda ga putonda ga libro sozie, esso sopronde asa, isto la mango sito, esso pronde cu custoso, isto de ga custosozie, isto andali ga custosozie, esso pronde ga custosia, ende ga custosa. I will bless you, O God, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will lift up the banner of your name. For there is no other God beside you. It's an Anglican custoso. It's a Priando custoso. It's a Nega custoso. And the love of the earth. It's beautiful for situation. It's marvelous for water. It's an Indran custoso. And the custoso. It's a Nega custoso. And the Nega custoso. Endega quaso, isto endega custoso, si indaga custoso zie, in la brondica quaso, isto endega que libro sozo, esso piondega custoso, isto la mango sozie, e pondo custoso zie. Beloved, sing it unto God, say it unto God, Lord, I am thankful, in la bongra ate. Is supi andronat asiato, is tu la bangroso sozi, is a prondege quasa. I want you to know that this is what the enemy does not want you to do, but you are silencing it. You are saying, I will praise the name of the Lord, my God, is tu la mengrida quaso zi, is tu undava custo sozi, is a ponda poligro sozi. It's done the custoso. It's done the custoso. It's done the custoso. It's done the custoso. Nekla custoso. Some put their trust in chariots. Some put their trust in horses. But my trust is in your God. And my expectation is of the Lord. It's custoso. The grass withered and the flowers fell. But the word of the Lord. I live it and abide it forever. It's to in the custoso the angelica quaso. It's to prende the quaso. It's through the gaso. It's to prende the limon quaso. In the quaso. It's to la prende the custoso. It's to the custoso. It's to prende the custoso. In la prende the custoso. It's to the custoso. E la prendega custoso zie, e su balongo zate, e so prendega custoso zate, indago custoso zie, e so prendega custoso zie, e su la balo baruasa te, e su indega che libro zate, e indega custoso, e stambaba custoso zie, e se prendega quasa, e su la prendega quasa, Ezo prunda ga kwaze, ezo prunda ga kazia, istonda go sote, ezo prunda ga kwazo, ende ga kwazo, istula ba grossa, istonda ga kwazo, ezo prunda ga kustozozi, estando justo sozinho, estou lá bem grande, estou indo na casa, estou piando que quase, estou lá brando que quase. Father, on behalf of the prevailers around the other spot, I want to say thank you. It's the indege kukuzozia. It's dawned on us the heart. Lord, we celebrate your faithfulness. We celebrate the integrity of your word. We celebrate your power. We celebrate you, ancient of days. We celebrate you, the lion of the tribe of Judah. We celebrate you, our God, the fearless daughter, who sombre nega kukuzozonde. Endega kustoso. Estonde que custoso zie, estu la brande que custoso te, ele me gozo, e que custoso, estunde que custoso zie, estonde que le puso zie, ingle cucucuso zie, inde que suato, estonde, entra lo gozo zie, estu la brando custoso, estu la brande que quasa, e que custosoze, el se prende que custosoze, inde que custoso, el se prunda que custosoze, me que a tua se lembre no me quaso, estonde que quaso, el se prunda que quaso, ende que quaso, ende que custosoze, el se prunda que custoso, e la magroso, inde custosia, estou lá grande que custoso zé, ande que custoso, indo custosia, e lá ventre no gozo, ande que custoso zé, ande que custoso zé, estando ali que custoso, entro negado, e anda ali que custoso, estando no custoso zé, estou lá mengo zé, e que custoso zé, ande que custoso zé, in dogo kogo siato, in zombro nege kwazo, in sundege kelibu zozie, in dogo kusto zofe, in dege kusto zozie, in dege kwazo zie, in sula mango so ofe, in zoto ondege kusto ofo, in dege kusto zozie, men dogo libu zozie, in dege kusto zozie, in dege kusto zozie, estou lá mango sozinho, ande que custoso, estou pronto que custoso, estou com o livro sozinho, ande que custoso, estou lá pronto que quase, ande que custoso, estou pronto que custoso, ande que quase sozinho, estou pronto que custoso, estou ande que custoso. Ende que custoso zie, e labronde que custosia, estando custoso zie, e sopri ande que colobro de gozo, estonde que te libro zie, ende que quaso, estu la vengo esitato, estunde que libro zie, estando do costo zie, e sopronde que custoso zie, estando do colibro zie, estando com o calibre zozo, ende que custo zozo, estunde que calibre zozo, estunde que calibre zozo, ende que quase, onde que quase, estoprande que custoso, estende que custosia, estoprande que custoso, estu ando que calibre zozo, estunde que calibre zozo, ende custosia. Estando no livro sozinho, inge que quase sozinho, estou pronto que quase, estou na mão de arte, estou pronto que é livro sozinho, estou pronto que é custoso, estou pronto que é custoso, estou na brando custoso, estando que é livro sozinho, estou pronto que é custoso, estou na gaia bom sozinho, estou pronto que custoso zie, ende que calibre zozie, estou lá pronto que quase, estou pronto que custoso zie, estou no lavo chate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Father, Father, we give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have given thanks. Therefore, my Father, I stand as your servant. In the mighty name of the Lord. My Father, I take charge over this week in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command all you weak, hear you the word of the Lord. I command you to be opened up over the life of it, for every prevailer this week in the name of
Lord Jesus, for the Lord shall surrender.
surround the righteous with favor as with a shield. Therefore, by the divine decree of heaven, let the favor of God begin to minister even great grace unto the prevailers, that wherever we talk this week, we begin to experience divine favor to secure opportunity, divine favor to be justified before men, divine favor to distinguish the prevailers among our equals, divine favor to settle and establish the prevailers, divine favor of God to propel us forward, divine favor of God to increase us greatly, divine favor of God that will cause the voice of the prevailers to be heard. Manifest now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every voice of the enemy arisen against any prevailer, I silence you in the mighty name of Jesus. It's upon the gekwazo. It's on the gekwazo. And the gekwazo. It's upon the kustosozia. It's on the kustosozia. And the gekolibusozia. And the gekustosozia. It's upon the kustosozia. And the gekolibusozia. It's on the gekwazo. It's on the lavosiate. And the gekwazo. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, for it is written, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by cunning ways of serpents. Therefore, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, and in deceptiveness and cunningness of the enemy, program into this week to lure any prevailer away from the path of life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command them to meet with disappointment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, any one of us, no prevailers will be a victim of satanic corruption, a victim of demonic corrosion, a victim of demonic pollution. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, le enge custosia is tondalabosiade, for whosoever dig a pit shall fall into it, whosoever breaks the edge, the serpent will bite. Any great of setup that is done for anyone, whether by words or by deeds, to deceptiveness, to cunningness, I command those who dig the pit, they begin to fall into it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the quasos here, and the quasos. In the mighty name of Jesus, for in this week, the Lord with a sword and great and strong sword shall, beloved, shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and it shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. Every marine oppression of oppression against any prevailer, every marine power of the Leviathan spirit that swallow up businesses or careers, that swallow up destiny, I decree on the platform of God's war, where nothing is hidden, I command those Leviathan piercing serpents, those marine operators of darkness, on the behalf of the prevailer, I command you to die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every river that command them to vomit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi enga kukusosia. Esoprunda ga kustososia. Le engle ke kustososa. Enda ga kuazo. Enda ga kustososia. Enga kustoso. Andri nagato. Indalavoso. Andra naga kukusosia. Istanda ga kuaza. Indalavosa hati. As the word of the Lord spoke about the war in heaven, that Michael and his angels, they made war with the dragon. Revelation chapter 12 verse 7. The dragon and his angels fought, but they were not strong enough and did not prevail. And there was no longer a place found for them in heaven, and the great dragon was thrown down, the age old serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, he who continually deceives and seduces the entire inhabited world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. But beloved, it is written, salvation and power and the kingdom, dominion, reign of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of the brethren has been thrown down at last. He who accuses them and keeps bringing charges against them before our God day and night, and they overcame him. That is, they defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, by the award of testimony. And because they did not love their life so much that they were afraid to die. In this week, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, over our lives, over our destiny, over all that pertains to us, I decree that we are secured by the blood of Jesus against every satanic attack of the serpent, of the dragon, of the cobra of life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command the release of the divine insurance by the blood of Jesus against every oppression of the seducer, against every oppression of the adulterer, against every oppression of the wicked, against every oppression of the deceiver. Therefore, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, every personality operating under the cobra spirit, under the serpent spirit, every demonic monitor erected in the marine kingdom, on any nation, at any place, on any altar, at any mountain, I decree it fails concerning the prevalence in the mighty name of Jesus. It's to us, for Jesus said, I have given unto you authority and power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over every work of the devil. And nothing shall my enemies touch you. And I decree for the prevailers who have been tormented with serpents in their sleep, who have been harassed with any crawling animal. Today I command your freedom. I declare your freedom. I decree, let every serpent that appear to you, they die now. Every human being programming themselves into a serpent, into a cobra, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare, die, in the mighty name of Jesus, everything that is a plan, plotted to see happen in the prevailer this week, by the spirit of the devil, it shall not take place, it shall not stand, for it is written, we overcame, we defeated, and conquer the devil
Messiah. Answer to our anger of Lord. I lift up the standard of the blood of Jesus, the standard of the word of God. Even this morning, as that rod of Moses was lifted up, and they look unto that rod, they look unto that rod, they lifted up that rod, and every sickness was gone, the plague stopped. I lift up the standard of the word of God. I lift up the standard of the blood of Jesus. Therefore, I command, let every plague of joblessness, every plague of hopelessness, every plague of infirmity, every plague of disease, every plague of insanity, every plague of confusion, every plague of disfavor, every plague of satanic harassment, every plague of the enemy challenging our faith, challenging our glorious destiny, I command it to expire. I decree expire now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In sopionde de quaso and de custosie, I decree by this rod of the Lord, I command every place sponsored by the enchanters, by the magicians, by the manipulators of destiny, by the oppressors of destiny, I command them to cease. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's on the cross here. And the also, Aaron's rod swallowed up the rod of the magician, the rod of the sorcerer, the rod of the enchanters. Therefore, I decree, by the life that is in Christ Jesus, I command every sentence of death, every body of death, spiritually, physically, mentally, be swallowed up by the word of God, which is the bread of life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's upon the custodosie, and the kakuasasie, and so see in the laws. Therefore, this week, this net is broken. We have escaped, for our help is in the name of the Lord. Therefore, for those who must have help this week, I decree and declare, let the supernatural help of God begin to manifest for the prevalence now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the Nekwazo. Es in the la cucustoso, se entru nagazo, iso pionde ge custoso, es andoli ge custosia, istondoge ge custosie, es prondega, enge quasosie, indovososie, es inge cucustososie, il lobongrus atua, il lobacutu custoso. Lift up your hands, all ye gates, be ye lifted up, for the King of Glory to come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord that is mighty, the Lord that is holy. Therefore, I decree, because that God that is holy, that is righteous, that is faithful, indwelleth the prevalence. Therefore, I speak unto every mountain. I command every gate to be lifted up, every mountain to become plain before you, every unresolved problem. This week, I decree a release of the supernatural wisdom of God that solves every problem, that addresses every situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I command every wall of Jericho, I command you to come down. Everything that is standing between the prevalence and the divine answer, I command you to give way in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's in the Nekwasosie, and the Kustososie, and the Nekwasa, every satanic demonic imprint in the mind of anyone that has been Blessed shall we be in the city. Blessed shall we be in the land. Blessed shall be the fruit of our body. Everything that we lay our hands on prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, this we shall be the end. We shall not be detailed. In the mighty name of Jesus. In love across the sea. And look at the sea. Because it is written that greater is he that is in us. That is in the world. And it is written through the greatness. Psalm 66 verse 3. Through the greatness of his power. His enemies shall submit themselves unto him. Therefore I decree, let the greatness, the supremacy of the authority and the power of God that makes the enemies to bow, let it begin to find expression in our lives today, in the mighty name of Jesus, to usher us into a profitable week, to usher us into a fruitful week, to usher us into a week of testimonies, to usher us into a week of favor. For good things come to those who wait. Therefore, let good things, good news, begin to locate the prevailer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi and Drunagado, Esu Indolike Kwazo, Esu Ato Ondege Kwazo. Every demonic opposition resisting and delaying the manifestation of help, resisting and standing in the way of the miracle that God has promised. Everything that is standing in the way of an advance, standing in the way of a settlement, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command them to not be paralyzed, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every mark of this favor be erased now, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that makes man to get a loser, I bring you under arrest, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, abideth forever. Every good and perfect gift that comes from the Lord, in whom there is no degree of variableness, neither is there any shadow of turning. Therefore, whatsoever is kept to us, it shall be kept. It will not be miscarried, for none shall suffer barrenness, neither shall we miscarry our youth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, every weapon of darkness that is fashioned against us, it shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, in love of Christos of the year, and so preandu gekwaza, in kekwashate. Therefore, I command the establishment of the covenant of increase, and covenant of multiplication, and covenant of change of status. I command its release and its manifestation in the life of the prevailer from today. In the name of Jesus, Isopi Andruno Gustosia, Istandolike Kwaza, I speak life into every destiny represented on this altar in Nakukustosia and the Gekwaza, where others have fallen, I command our rising. Where others have failed, I command our success. Where men have said that there is a casting out, there is a lifting up for us. For God is our glory and the lifter up of our head. Therefore, the voice of joy, the voice of rejoicing shall abide even in the tabernacle of the righteous, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the Lord will increase our greatness and comfort us on every side, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's so beyond. It is written, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give unto you the desires of your heart, because you have delighted yourself in the praises of your God, because you have given God praise this morning. I command the hand of the Lord to be stretched in the direction of the prevalence. Let every desire be fulfilled. Let every expectation of an appointment with its manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everything that is up for, let it become a reality by the word of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Lord is for us, no man shall be against us. Therefore, this week, from its beginning to its end, I command angelic assistance, angelic support, angelic ministration in the mighty name of Jesus. For the eyes of the Lord is upon our week from its beginning to its end thereof in the name of Jesus. My Father, as we begin to look up to you for the touch of an end times over this weekend, that you begin to prepare every son, every daughter that you have ordained to be part of that program for that season of a divine encounter for you, where we give back and see the delivery that of what God has prepared for us in the month of October in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, every prince of your promise, the benefit of this week, let every prevailer become a partaker in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I cover this entire week for us, for our family, for our friends, for those God has called alongside with us. I cover it with the blood of Jesus, the victorious blood, the redeeming blood, the blood of covenant that begins to answer whatsoever cannot answer to the blood of Jesus are the only things that will answer for us. But everything answers to the blood of the Lamb of God. Therefore, everything that is subjected to the blood of Jesus is subjected to us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I declare this is our week of victory. This is our week of joy. This is our week of breakthrough. This is our week of answers. This is our week of testimonies. For whatsoever I decree shall be established. Therefore, I command the prevalence. This week we shall be planted in the house of the Lord. We shall flourish in the cause of our God. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Lord, as the deliverance program continues from today and tomorrow, and Lord, as we come into the Touch Heaven program on Saturday morning, Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you will have your way, you will take your place. Lord, that you will empower, you will prepare us for what you have prepared for us. Therefore, every situation of the individual shall be addressed by the power of your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, say unto me, I believe, therefore I receive. Every decree and every petition that I receive the answers, I receive the miracles, I receive the favor, I receive the release from captivity, I receive victory over the serpent, over the cobra of life. I receive favor today. I receive divine help. For it shall be unto me according to the word of the Lord. For it is written concerning me that to all that believe it, there shall be a performance of God's word. Therefore, God's word shall find expression in my life. I will rise and shine, for my light has come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Behold, darkness shall cover the land, but I am exempted even from darkness. For the light of God is in me, and it shineth, and darkness cannot overcome it. Therefore, this week, I prevail over darkness. I prevail over problems. I prevail over disaster. I prevail over rejection. I prevail over disfavor. I prevail over sickness. I prevail over pain. I prevail over every problem in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a victorious week for me. For world, even my faith in the Lord Jesus, I overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony, and because I love not my life unto death, the glory of the Lord shall be a canopy over my life, over my destiny, over my household, in the name of Jesus. For the lines of God has fallen upon me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage in Christ Jesus. The Lord has surrounded me with favor as with a shield. Therefore, I grow in wisdom. I grow in stature. I have favor with God, and I have favor with man. This week, I shall be led by the Spirit of the Lord. The word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This week, I shall not be confused, for the Lord is with me. His presence is in me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Therefore, he has gone ahead of me. He has made all the crooked paths straight. He has leveled the mountain before me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, this week I have divine access to the treasures of darkness, hidden riches, and secret places. They are located me. I call upon one and many will answer me. For as soon as they hear my voice, strangers will fade away from their close places. This week, this earth will yield its increase unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. For as long as the heaven and the earth remain, seed time and harvest will never cease. Therefore, I receive an harvest of every seed that are sown in righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I'm a candidate for the move of God. I'm a candidate for the miracle of God. What was not enough, I hand it over to my Father God, and the bread of God has penetrated in it. Therefore, all my needs are met. I lack nothing that is good, for no good thing is withholden from me. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who will not favor me today, they shall not meet me. I will walk even in the path that God has ordained for me. And therefore, everyone that hears my name, they will walk in my favor. Nothing will work against me today. For the path of the just is like a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. There is no regression for me. I am progressing only. There is no going back for me. I have set my hands in the plow. I will not look back. I have yoked myself with Christ, and I have partaken of his word. Therefore, the fruit of my lips have given thanks even unto God. Therefore, this week, you will answer according to the order of God for me. I believe as I decree. Therefore, there is a performance of every word that has been spoken to me by the Lord in the name of Jesus. Therefore, my Father, my brother, another Pastor Yemi, Oladele, Sarah, Coroma, Tivana, this morning for Brother Darren, for Caroline, for Sheia, True Sheia, Shedia, Femi, David, this morning, I decree and declare every program of God for your recovery, they take place without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Those who have known you in your state of sickness, they will yet come and celebrate with you in your state of recovery and in your change of situation for wholeness to the glory and honor of the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. The work is finished. We have the victory, for Satan is defeated. We have broken the power of death, for Jesus Christ is Lord. Therefore, my Father, unto you, the ancient of days, who have called me, who have given me the privileged position to serve you this morning, the God of wonders, the God that is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, unto you this morning, I give the glory, I give the honor, I give the praise for what you have done, and because you perform the word of your servant and execute the word of your messenger. And as the prevailers are started with rejoicing, the voice of rejoicing and salvation whatever seeds in our homes, in our lives, concerning every area of our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, my Father, I decree and declare that unto you, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine, unto you will return the glory, the God that performs to perfection every one of his work concerning us, thy covenant. Lord, I return the glory, the honor, and the praise unto you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion tonight with everlasting joy upon our head. We will obtain gladness and joy. None is permitted to sorrow. None is permitted to break down. For all is sentenced to breakthrough. All is sentenced to good news. All is sentenced even to a joyful sound. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise, our God. We bless your holy name, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen.